Sile Kwasi is our correspondent in Abidjan. We're still waiting for Lauren Gbagbo in his bunker. What's the atmosphere like now, Sile?
Well, people have been waiting, let's say, an outcome of the crisis. As Mr. Gbagbo is now showing, signs of resignation. People have been waiting. We've spent a very, very quiet night, and from my home place, I couldn't hear any gunfire. The people I've spoken with this morning on the phone told me the same thing, that in the neighborhood it was very, very quiet. As Gbagbo, most faithful general, discussed the surrender, and as Gbagbo is at the time being negotiating a surrender, people hope that the outcome will, be very soon, and there will be delivered from the suffering.
If it's quiet, does that mean the streets are safe now?
The place is quiet, but not safe, because you have some, militiamen who are still faithful to Mr. Gbagbo, who have been ransacking shops and supermarkets. So it's not really, really safe to go far from one's living place, one home. But the town is quite quiet now.
So people still face shortages of food and water?
Yeah, the people are now going out because they are struggling to, again, starvation. So many, many families are running out of basic foodstuffs. So they are running out of water. This is why they are going into the street to try to see how they can feed themselves and where they can find, water. So it's getting tough now because we have water cuts and electricity cuts. That's why many people are trying to go out to see how they can find something to eat and where they can find water to drink.
Now, the night before last, the TV station was targeted. How are you getting news of what's happening?
Well, I must underline that at the time being, we have two TV stations. We have the TCI, which is a TV station run by Pro Watra, and the RTI, the state-run television, which used to be under the control of Pro Gbagbo forces. So the RTI is off-air, but the TCI, the Pro Watra TV station, is on air, and it's still we've been watching the news and watching the program. But I have also access to foreign news channels and to internet, so this is the way I stay informed on the development of the situation.
And has the general population seen this interview that Gbagbo has given to French TV, in which he says he doesn't want to die a martyr?
Say that again, please.
Gbagbo gave this interview to French TV.
Yeah.
Has that been widely seen?
Yeah. Gbagbo gave the interview to LCI, which is a French TV. This TV, has been seen by people throughout the capital city, throughout Abidjan. And people thought that Mr. Gbagbo's surrender was very, very close. But the people I spoke with just after the interview told me that they were discouraged, and the fact that Mr. Gbagbo will relinquish power very easily. But now it was a kind of dystopia for them, and they are now facing the reality. So I've spoken with many, many people who think that the UN troops and French forces, again, my restart the bombing of the bunker to put pressure on him, and to press him to relinquish power.
So they're anxious about more violence.
Yeah, but because when they heard that Mr. Gbagbo Mr. Gbagbo spoke with a French journalist, and that this statement will be broadcast on TV, many people thought that he would, say publicly that he's going to relinquish power. That they were disappointed, as he said that he's not going to to recognize Mr. Ouattara as the victor of the election, and that he is not going to sign any paper concerning his surrender. So many people were disappointed. And I am afraid that if French troops and UN forces, I mean, use helicopters again and start firing rockets at the bunker of Mr. Gbagbo, the violence might raise again and the toll of death number will raise. And yeah,
people were disappointed, but were they angry?
Yeah, people are very angry throughout Abidjan. They are very angry. And the thing that Mr. Gbagbo is playing with is playing a nasty game with the international community. The thing that is, I think, he's trying to get enough time and to think about how to, let's say, to escape to the situation, because many people are used to these tricks of Mr. Gbagbo in the capital. The thing that he is wise and he's trying to fool, let's say, all these people who are trying to discuss and negotiate his surrender now. So they think that the pressure must be, let's say, high, so to put him, let's say, to compel him to let the power.
What sort of pressure is being put on him to surrender?
Surrender. Yeah, now many people think that as Mr. Gbagbo is not showing any sign of resignation, and as he's saying that he's not going to recognize the victor of Mr. He's not going to recognize Mr. Ouattara as the victor of the election, the thing that the international community has to use, let's say, force to oust him from power. Otherwise, he's not going to cede power.
What do you think is going to happen in the next 24 hours?
24 hours.
Few days.
Well, this day is very crucial. I think this day is a turning point on, let's say, the turning point of the future of Ivory Coast. If nothing is done today, I think that in the next 24 hours, population might go into the streets, because people have been barricading themselves in at home, and now they are running out of basic foodstuff and, let's say, water, so they can no longer stay, let's say, in their homes. Sure, they will get out, and this might, I mean, bring the country on the verge of both chaos and collapse.
Okay, Sile, thank you very much.
Thank you.